Hi, I'm Captain Dylan Evoat, and I'm a leader at the Salvation Army.
Hi, I'm Paul DeWeerd, and I'm one of the volunteers with the Salvation Army Debt Advice Service.
My name is Alexander Humphreys, and I'm a brand new volunteer at the Salvation Army.
Well, I suppose we have to come to you first then, Alexander. Just tell us, how's it going so far then?
It's been great. It's been a really, really great experience, learning a lot. I think there are a lot of young people that would definitely benefit from the experience, get some real practical work experience, and just provide some value to the community, I suppose.
And you say work experience, so tell us a little bit about your background.
So I'm studying finance and accounting at UCM. And I wanted to build some real practical experience, and Salvation Army offers one of the best opportunities to do that on the Isle of Man, I think, and provide real value. So that's why I'm here, I guess, yeah.
This is interesting. I'm going to come to Captain Dylan now, because that's quite interesting, actually. I don't think many people would have thought, oh, Salvation Army work experience.
Absolutely. I think one of the beauties about the Salvation Army is that we were originally called the Volunteering Army. And William Booth, the founder, you know, in a stroke of genius, he decided to scratch out the word volunteer and he changed it to the Salvation Army. But it's a place where you can come and get involved and you can bring your gifts, your talents and your time to serve, to make a real difference. It doesn't matter how young or how old you are, we all have something good that we can offer the community.
If you did want to do something like Alex is doing, do you have to come from a faith background?
Absolutely not. You can be anybody. So we talk about the whosoever in the Salvation Army. You definitely don't have to have a faith. We are a faith-based charity and church organization. But everybody has something to offer in terms of their skills and talents.
And we mentioned in the piece we've been hearing earlier this week about the fact that, you know, at the moment there are a lot of people struggling. It's people who've fallen on hard times, as you say. And there is this new debt advice service. And Paul, this is something that you're sort of heading up and aware of, very much involved with. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the debt advice service was set up a couple of years ago and it has a full-time manager, Debbie, and a handful of volunteers who help out. And I'm one of them. So I go in one day a week. I'm retired, so I have the time. It's good to be able to meet people and follow through their situations with them.
And what sort of people are you meeting?
Really, all ages and all walks of life. So we've got clients from about 18 to 80. We've got people who have been prosperous and hit hard times. We've got people who've got health problems, people who've always struggled for money and lived on limited resources for a long period of time.
And you mentioned young people there as well. I'm going to come back to you, Alexander, then, because, you know, being the younger person in the room, do you find, are there many of your friends who are struggling at the moment in the times that we have now?
No, I know people that are struggling, particularly with homelessness, couch surfing, that kind of thing. And Salvation Army offers a great first step in tackling those kind of problems.
That's interesting, actually, because it's something we mentioned in your earlier chat, Captain Dylan, talking about the fact that, you know, the couch surfing, the homelessness on the island, and especially having sadly lost the service of Gry, of course, over the past year as well. So this is something that you sort of stepping up here and providing services here.
Yeah, so myself and my wife, Rachel, we are very much trying to get involved and supporting, coming alongside the government to try and find some long-term solutions. It is a shame that Gry's night shelter has closed, but we understand the reasons behind that. It served well, it served its season, but we have to look to the future now. And there are the sort of the hidden homeless, the sofa surfers, and we have to think about the reality that we are in. What can we do for crisis housing? How do we help people with complex needs find suitable accommodation and manage that well? How do we come alongside them and journey with them to make sure that they are independent, that they have a roof over their heads, that they are safe and secure? And so we are consulting with the government to try and help them think about options and solutions and ideas about how we can resolve some of these very real and raw issues.
And they are real issues, and I think many of us on the island maybe don't see it, and so it's sort of a hidden problem, isn't it? So people would be quite surprised, I think, by how much of a problem it is over here.
Yeah, so I think in terms of homelessness, I think it's always a comparison made between other places around the island, other countries. So it is very hidden. I think we have an anti-vagrancy law, so it is actually illegal to be found homeless and actually camping out with, say, cardboard boxes and sleeping bags on the high street. So that would be frowned upon. The police would intervene and obviously relocate those individuals. But it is a sensitive matter. There are people struggling to find suitable, affordable accommodation. And I think it is tucked away in society. We have to be honest. And I think trying to evidence it is quite tricky. But I think the work that GRI have done over the last few years has evidenced that there is definitely a need, albeit maybe not as huge as other places, but there is definitely a need. And we got to make sure the vulnerable and marginalized don't slip through the net, don't fall through the gaps, that we're caring for all elements from the poor to the affluent, that everybody's holistically cared for.
And I think one of the ways of potentially doing that, Paul, is to sort of try and meet with these people very early on. So if someone's struggling and they are going through challenges at the moment, as we said, the debt advice services may be somewhere they can start. But it's difficult to talk about these things, isn't it? So it's difficult for people to maybe come forward and actually say they have a problem.
It certainly is. I mean, I think one of the challenges we have as a society is that we make it very easy to spend, we make it very easy to borrow, but there's still a stigma attached to then being in trouble as a result of spending and borrowing. There are plenty of people who can be quite condemnatory about it, and going to a debt advice service offers people the chance just to say honestly, I've got a problem, to somebody who they know is going to listen and take a practical view of it rather than start to make judgments about them.
And once they do come to someone like yourselves and speak to you, I mean, what sort of would be the next steps if they do come to you? What can you do for people?
Well, being a client is actually quite hard work. Preparing for the sort of introductory meeting, the first meeting we do, there's probably a couple of hours work for the client in that. Our first meeting is typically an hour and a half, 2 hours long. So you've got half a day's work for the client just in that, because they need to pull together their paperwork, get the bank statements ready, and going through a budget is a painstaking process, but it's easier if you've got somebody with you.
And with regards to sort of people coming to you and then potentially working through these problems, I mean, you run courses, don't you, I think, is that right?
We've done a pilot course, yeah, and in the future we plan to do more, which are about budgeting and about avoiding getting into difficulty or self-managing rather than needing full debt advice. That's an area where if we get more volunteers, we've got the chance to run more of those courses and help more people that way. So it's not just about the pure debt advice, it's about working with the person.
So we want to try and encourage people to come forward who might be able to volunteer as well to help out with this service.
Definitely.
What sort of people would you be looking for?
Well, actually, a very wide range of backgrounds. I mean, whilst I come from a financial background, I joined in expecting the volunteering to be kind of 80% about the money and 20% about the people. And it's actually more like 40-60, because people's financial position is really an offshoot of their life in the majority of cases. So people's financial problems may be the result of an employment difficulty, a relationship breakdown. They might have health problems. They may have addictions, or they might just have bad spending habits. And if it's just bad spending habits, then they do just need a bit of help to face up to what they are and tackle them. But if there are bigger picture issues, then a lot of our role is going to be signposting to other people who can help with that.
So, Paul, what would you say to encourage somebody else to consider the idea of volunteering?
Well, it's always a great moment when you see on a client's face that they're just starting to think, you know what, I can handle this.
And Alex, I'm going to come back to you now as well, because I'm intrigued to know how you think young people that you're around, how they actually handle their finances. Are young people good at dealing with this? I mean, it's quite difficult, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I suppose for a lot of people my age, I mean, they're still quite dependent on their parents. So I suppose there's quite a lot of support there for them. But I suppose as you get older and you become more dependent, I suppose it's hard to maybe keep track of some of the new responsibilities that appear. And I think that's maybe where some of the problems start.
There is unfortunately quite a lot of pessimism around for young people now, isn't there, with the idea of, you know, sort of maybe not being able to get your own home, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, does it make you think quite early on and think, I really need to plan for the future?
Yeah, no, I think so, yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, planning, you know, what kind of costs might appear in the future that I'm not expecting, and yeah, things like that.
Good, he's got his head switched on, hasn't he? I'm impressed. So, Paul, what sort of advice would you have for someone who's listening now and thinking they are struggling a little bit? I mean, what are some of the simple things that people can do?
Well, one thing definitely I would recommend is having a look at the UK government's Money Helper website. It's got lots of very good resources on, including if you are okay with IT and with numbers, a really comprehensive budget planner. If you're not good with IT and numbers, at least try and look at the tips, which have got practical tips. I suppose if there's one thing I would say, it's try and put aside some money to save regularly if you possibly can, because it's that little bit of resilience when something breaks and needs replacing that makes a big difference to people. And the interest rates for saving are derisory, but then if you try to borrow, it's a different picture altogether. So if you possibly can, just put a small amount aside each week.
Now, you clearly have an awful lot to offer on this. So if someone wants to get in touch with you and speak to you further about it, how could they do that?
Probably type by telephone on 675 702.
Is the building coming along then, Dylan? How's it going?
It's doing well. The steel has arrived, which is amazing, and I can't believe it's gone up in 1 week. The Lord's been great to us, the weather's been kind to us, so the builders have been able to get on with their work. And yeah, it's coming together, it's taking shape, we can see the skeleton of it. And we're hoping to have it completed before the end of October, and we can move into it and enjoy the space that's been created for us.
Yeah, it must be difficult because you've been in a sort of temporary space for some time now, haven't
you? Yeah, we've been very nomadic, so we've been moving around the island, and we have a temporary sort of worship space, and the Methodist church has kindly allowed us to use their Methodist Paul Rose Hall. And so that's where we meet on a Sunday. And then we've got a variety of other locations we're meeting in smaller groups all over the island. So we've had to adapt. Yeah, so hopefully before the end of October this year, we'll be completed.
Oh, well, fingers crossed for you anyway.
Thank
you so much for joining us today. It's been lovely speaking with you. And just remind us again, Dylan, where people can go to find out more information about what you all do.
Yes, please get in touch. If you'd like to find out more about us, the best place is probably just to go onto the interweb. So our website is www.salvationarmy.org.uk/Douglas.